I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama's unemployment rate rises to its highest in nearly 2 years. APR's Jeremy Loeb has more.
Governor Robert Bentley announced today the state's unemployment rate for July was 7%. That's 0.2% higher than the June rate of 6.8%. Last month's rate is also higher than the July 2013 jobless rate of 6.3%. Bentley's office says the state added nearly 20,000 jobs in a year. Many of those new positions are in manufacturing, but unemployment can still rise as more people enter or re-enter the job market. Wilcox County has the state's highest unemployment rate at 18.4%, followed by Dallas County and Perry County. Shelby County has Alabama's lowest jobless rate at 5.3%. Baldwin County is second, followed by Lee County. Jeremy Loeb, APR News.
The Alabama Supreme Court is standing by a decision saying a brand name drug maker can be held responsible by someone who took a generic medication made by a different company. The court issued an opinion today that mostly parallels its 2013 ruling. The Business Council of Alabama says it's disappointed in the decision. So is Wyeth, the drug manufacturer sued by Danny and Vicky Weeks over the man's use of a generic form of the brand name medicine Reglan. Today marks the beginning of the third annual Alabama Restaurant Week. Participating restaurants will be offering special deals to customers to help promote Alabama's food culture. The event is sponsored by the Alabama Tourism Commission. Greg Brennan is a spokesman for the commission. He says food is one of the top categories people enjoy when they vacation.
We really love Alabama because of all the different types we have, from barbecue restaurants to fine dining. And this campaign celebrates all of that. You'll see restaurants from all kind of different areas that are participating. It allows everyone to kind of have a wide choice.
Participating restaurants will offer lunch specials priced at $5, $10, or $15, with dinner running $10, $20, or $30 per person. For a list of participating restaurants, visit the Alabama Tourism Department's website. And a new shortcut is opening to Alabama's beaches. A nearly 13-mile stretch of road called the Baldwin Beach Express opened completely to traffic today. The highway allows tourists to bypass the towns of Loxley, Robertsdale, and Summerdale, which traffic backs up on Alabama 59 through the county sometimes. Now for a look at the forecast, here's Peter Crank.
The clear skies will continue into the overnight hours tonight on Friday night. We'll see temperatures drop back into those low to mid-60s across the state. Warmer temperatures as you head towards the Gulf Coast. For our Saturday, we can wake up and see mostly sunny skies across much of the state. A few showers along the coast, but for the most part, we're going to stay dry once again for our Saturday highs in those upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.